We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
With Megan Lynch, I'm Tom Ackerman. It's 8:52. It's Total Information AM on KMOX. We are getting close to the end of the school year. And if you're a working parent, how will you balance summer break for your kids with the demands of the office? We have reached out to Julie Lawson, leadership consultant and author, for some tips on how employers and employees can set expectations. And Julie, thank you for joining us in studio.
Yes, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. If you know you need more flexibility over the summer, and how do you approach that with your employer? Let's start there.
Well, I think that it depends on the type of work you do, of course. If you're, for example, a bus driver, it may not be as easy to flex your schedule. But most of us, most American jobs now, have some flexibility inherently built into them by virtue of what we do and what we did during the pandemic. We figured out ways to be flexible. And so it's really about approaching your boss, asking for that flexibility to be renewed, even on a short-term basis, making negotiable deals about how you're going to commit to the work and make sure that work gets done, because that's really the bottom line for the boss, is that the work gets done. So how am I going to do that while balancing home and life? I think that there's also ways maybe to be creative with how you approach the flexibility you need for your kids during the summer, like carpooling or getting into programs, camps that go until half day where you can take your lunch break, or go all day. And that usually comes with an extra cost, but it is at least an option for some parents. So creativity.
When it comes to the employers, how much should leaders flex to support employees? And do they really have to?
Legally, they don't have to. But here's what I advise leaders on. We can talk all day about the academics of leadership theory, leadership styles, leadership approaches. There's thousands of books on it. But at the end of the day, your leadership is your choices and whether or not they work for the people that you work with and the type of work that you do. And so if you want to retain your employees and they're good employees and you know they will get the work done, meet them with the flexibility that they need, if that's possible, again, for the job that you have. If you want to hardline things and hold hard to those rules, you're going to see people not producing as well. You might see them leave. And right now it's a buyer's market for those who are looking for a job. So I don't want to put leaders in a position where they're losing their employees.
I would imagine it always comes down to communication. Communication is so key here. How does that communication work with employees who have school-age children, let's say? If you're an employer, how do you see that?
I think what I'd be asking for as an employer is that they communicate what their needs are. For example, I had an employee who came to me and was very direct and said, I've got a child who is going to be in a program for X number of weeks. I need to leave at 3 p.m. I'm going to go home and I'm going to put in 2 hours every night. You will see the productivity come through on email and in, you know, the next day when you come in. And it worked. And I said, okay, let's do a trial. Let's do 2 weeks of that and see how that works. She did everything she said she was going to, and there were zero problems. And so I think the idea of being flexible as the boss, as the leader, in order to give your people a little bit of leeway to get done what they need to do, that builds that trust that then they come back and say, you know, they were there for me when I needed them to be, when I needed that flexibility. I'm going to put in the extra mile, and I'm going to do a superior job to what I might have done if you had been, you know, if you'd been more difficult to deal with.
We're talking about trust, but is this something that maybe needs to be put down in writing, even informally in an email, that this is what we've agreed to on both sides?
Sure. Yes, I would suggest that no matter where you are, some more family owned businesses, things like that, maybe a little more word of mouth. But most businesses, I think it's just in the benefit of both employer and employee to put it in writing, even in an email. Just send an email that says, this is what I understand we committed to, and outline the details of it. In the example that I gave you of my employee, I did that. I sent her an email that says, okay, I understand that this is through X date. You're going to leave at 3 p.m. And we're going to revisit this in 2 weeks to make sure it's working. And that was fine. And she just sent an email back that says, agreed. And that's all we needed. But at least it put it into writing what was expected.
Julie Lawson, leadership consultant and author. Some tips on how employers and employees can come to an agreement, set expectations as the kids break for the summer. We appreciate this very much. Thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.